At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's EV News Briefly for Friday, May the 2nd. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Mercedes-Benz will unveil their new electric GLC later this year in Munich at the Auto Show. That's a replacement to the EQC and the all-new C-Class as well, the sedan. 800-volt architecture. They're talking 320 kilowatts peak charging speed. That's huge. We'll find out more soon. BYD had a record April, and they sold more pure EVs than plug-in hybrids as well, their highest sales month of 2025 so far. Tesla is denying reports this week from the Wall Street Journal that they have a succession search for the CEO. The chair, Robin Denholm, and Elon Musk on X saying it's absolutely false, which is concerning to me because I would want any big company to have a succession plan. I mean, people get sick, weird things happen, you get hit by a bus, so to speak. Hopefully not literally. But they must have a succession plan. Wall Street Journal claiming that Tesla's board had been reaching out to kind of headhunters, if you like, confidentiality, to see who might be in the market. You would think that would be happening. I'd be gutted if it wasn't, if I was a Tesla shareholder. You can't have Elon Musk, the not being replaced one day, hopefully not today, but one day that plan should be in place, but they deny it. Tesla's sales in France, we're getting the numbers coming in today, and even with the new Model Y around now, and I've seen new Model Ys on the road, France in April was again down, this time 59%, which is huge. Now, we should get some UK data over the weekend, Germany more. France is the third biggest car market in Europe, so it's a biggie. And Tesla really still struggling, even though I believe those Model Ys are now on the road already. Look, Model 3 was down, and that is definitely a cause for concern. I would expect to see some more incentives, more offers, more low rate 0% financing, free supercharging. There's lots of things they can do. BMW postponing US EV production amid concerns over tariffs coming, going, almost every day. And so until the dust settles, BMW saying that after investing more than $1.7 billion on US soil, I mean, this is a made in America story. They're going to press pause and wait to see what happens. Don't blame them. BYD is advancing in the meantime their high voltage battery plant in Germany. That's coming along a year after getting planning approval. The buildings are up, the machinery's going in, and that's one of six places that's going to make their sixth gen high voltage battery technology. Ford is ending a program that was working on zonal architectured EVs, where you have little smaller software modules talking to a big brain, kind of the Rivian way of doing it. They're still developing sophisticated software, but just this particular way of doing it, they're using that as a way to cut costs. Ford Pro, meanwhile, that is making good money for the business, is launching the electric vehicle incentive consultation to help buyers of their commercial vehicles find these little pots of money, the incentives, based on where they are. Ferrari is filing patents for new EV sound design, so you can make your car sound like an old Ferrari, a futuristic Ferrari, making engine noises, because Ferrari believe part of the essence of owning a Ferrari is the drama, the occasion, and that EVs, although they're faster and better in every way, that Ferrari owners will want the noise. We'll see. Volkswagen's EV growth is happening, and it's great, but because their EVs make less money than their combustion cars, which they've had longer to finesse and make more efficient, funnily enough, Volkswagen's margins are down, their profit is down, because they're selling more EVs. They say they have a plan to fix it, and data coming out of Canada saying that level one charging is good enough for most people. And that's briefly